Pazzo.
This is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
And I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith. Welcome to Rogue Talk for September 16th, 2016. Our phone number here at the studio, if you'd like to reach us, is 541-299-0498. Once again, that's 541-299-0498. And if you'd like to email the show, you can do that at feedback@943thebridge.com. And on the subject line, just put Rogue Talk, so that gets forwarded to me. And you can also look us up on Facebook. Rogue Talk has a Facebook page there. And just search Rogue Talk or Rogue Talk Rogue River. I believe we're the only Rogue Talk page on Facebook, but you can find us there and communicate there. If you have any story ideas, or you have maybe somebody you think should be on the show, or an event that you'd like to promote, or an event that you know needs to be promoted, any kind of thing that might be related to the Rogue River community, I'd love to hear about it. So contact me on that Rogue Talk page, or again through the email feedback@943thebridge.com. So if you for those of you that do follow the Rogue Book Facebook page, if you saw the post promoting today's show, it's going to be kind of a potpourri show. I don't have a featured guest with a long form interview as we've been having recently, but I do have some short interviews today. I'll be talking to Dusty Nelson today. We'll be talking about we had talked previously about the theme nights they were thinking of doing for the football game, and they've kind of stepped aside from a theme night, but they definitely have some big things planned with some sponsors donating a lot of stuff, and so we'll talk to Dusty about that. I also am expecting to get to talk on the phone to Tom Grimes, the athletic director at Rogue River High School, and we'll talk about the sports that have been going on recently and what's coming up. So those I've got planned for you. I've also got a couple of short interviews I got at the open house at Rogue River High School yesterday night. Great event out there. Had a nice barbecue dinner with burgers, and of course, you know, all the parents got to meet the teachers for their students, and a lot of great booths set up promoting we were there with Rogue Talk, or with 94.3 The Bridge, and there was all kind of the fire department was there, the Miss Rogue River were there, and there was just a lot of things being promoted there to help out the students and show them what opportunities are there for them and for the parents. Got a lot of nice people there, and so I've got a couple of interviews we'll get to in a little bit that I got from that event. Not a lot going on in local news here in Rogue Rivers, but there is one thing, as most of you have noticed if you've been through town, there's a lot of road work going on, and the city's got a lot of paving going on. And that, of course, that's a good thing. There's a lot of these streets that have needed paving. And this is good. I don't want this to be a complaint as much as just something I've noticed with this. And I know why it's the way it is. You know, they're trying to get as much done as they can with the limited funds that they've been able to get in to handle these paving projects. So they're trying to utilize the money as efficiently as they can. But unfortunately, in doing that, I'll take the street that I live on, for instance, which I'm not bringing this up because I live there, but it's probably, you know, it's definitely one of the busiest streets in town, and that's Broadway. And what they've done on Broadway Street is they've kind of evaluated what was what was needed or what was the worst and what they could live with. And so sections of Broadway have been repaved, and they're very nice and smooth. But sections were skipped because I guess they didn't feel that they were really needing that. Now, on a positive note, one of the sections that they did pave was one that actually, or at least a part of a section that had been recently paved and was already deteriorating. And that was up when they were doing the water tank project in town. They asked the one of the companies involved in this water tank project to repave a section of Broadway because of all the truck traffic that was going up and down for weeks on that section. But unfortunately, one part of that repave job was already failing. And so on a positive note, they did have them fix the section that was failing already from the recent repave job. But the downside of it is, and I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I just want to point out what I'm seeing here. I believe it's the same company that did that section is also the company that's doing the paving now. And I know it's just a one-off thing that isn't necessarily representative of the quality of work. But, if they pave a short section and within a couple of years it's already failing, maybe we're not getting the highest quality of work. And again, I'm not going to necessarily just blame the company that was doing it because, I don't know what the contract says with the city and what they're asking for and how many corners are being cut in order to keep the cost down. And so it's just a little concerning. But going back to the other sections where they've skipped sections that they felt were okay, the problem what this does is any of you know who have driven on areas where the new paving ends and old paving begins or vice versa, you get these transitions and they just don't stay smooth. In fact, they're already not smooth and they've just been put in. So they're only going to get worse. I don't know what the costs are and how much they save by cutting out little sections that they think are okay. In my estimation, it would have been a lot more efficient and probably a lot longer lasting had they just did a continuous run from Main Street up to where they stopped, I believe, at 3rd Street, and then maybe even up to that section that they had to repair up above 3rd Street. But again, I'm not an expert, but I know what I see, and I know what I've seen over the years. And if you ever drive, when you drive on any street or on the freeway, when you go to these bridges that are concrete bridges, the spot that it fails the most is where the transition is from the blacktop to the concrete, and they're constantly having to fix those transitions. Well, you get a similar situation when you pave, new blacktop up against old blacktop, and I'm just afraid that these transitions are going to be, a problem down the road. And I notice it more than others because I drive a fairly large commercial truck, and it's not made for comfort. And when you I'm glad that those potholes are gone, but now I'm hitting those transitions, and it bounces me around, and it's not quite as bad as what you might see on ice road truckers, but it's a little uncomfortable, and I'm just afraid it's going to get worse. So that was something I wanted to cover in local interest. Another thing I was thinking about this week, and my wife did a little investigating for me. We were wondering, what happened to Ride the Rogue? It's September. September was always when we would get Ride the Rogue. So she did a little searching because neither one of us had really heard too much about it. And a couple years back, she had been a volunteer for Ride the Rogue. So she was aware of when it was and when it normally would take place. So we finally found on the Facebook page, someone had asked where Ride the Rogue was this year, and the response from Ride the Rogue on their Facebook page was that Ride the Rogue has been canceled for 2016 because Cycle Oregon is coming through our area this year. As always, the Ride the Rogue falls during the week of Cycle Oregon. Of course, Cycle Oregon doesn't always come through our area, but this year they do. And so it takes a lot of manpower to put on both of these events take, you know, real significant manpower, and they just didn't feel like they were able to pull together the manpower they needed. So they canceled the 2016 Ride the Rogue. They say they will be back in 2017, and they're always looking for new ideas, new energy, and definitely new volunteers. So that's a neat event that we have that kind of originates here in Rogue River. So if you're interested in either participating in that event or maybe volunteering to help out with that event, looks like probably the Ride the Rogue Facebook page is probably the best way to get a hold of them. Although they do have a website, I'm trying to see if I can find it here. I believe it's ridetherogue.org, but having trouble finding that, but go to their Facebook page and all that information is there. But again, something I had noticed, and probably some of you had noticed, no Ride the Rogue this year. It'll be back next year. So that's it for the local news. And in local sports at the high school, last Saturday, the Chieftains participated in the Cranberry Bowl, which is part of the Cranberry Festival in Bandon. And Chieftains fell to the Bandon Tigers, final score 28-6. So for 2 weeks in a row, the Chieftains given up 28 points and only able to get in the end zone once. They will be playing tonight, and that game will be right here on 94.3 The Bridge. Kickoff at 7 with coverage starting at 6:50. I will have a new color announcer joining me tonight, so you'll want to tune in for that. And it should be a really good time tonight, and we're looking for the Chieftains to find some more offense. They haven't struggled overall offensively, but they've struggled to string enough offense together to get, you know, good drives going. They keep having penalties or turnovers or you know, big negative plays that kind of ends these drives. They've had some good drives going in each of these games, but they just can't seem to get them all the way down the field. So we're looking for the Chieftains to have some home cooking going tonight. They'll be going against Oakland. So, once again, that's at 7 o'clock. In other Rogue River High School sports action, the volleyball team had a tough week this week. Last Saturday, they also traveled to Bandon for the Cranberry Festival. And the JV was victorious, but the varsity lost 3-1 to Bandon. And then yesterday, the volleyball girls traveled to Cascade Christian, and they got thumped. They lost 3-0, and they failed to score even 10 in any one of those sets. So a tough night for the volleyballer, so they'll be looking to bounce back. In girls soccer, last Saturday, the girls finally got their season underway. They won a game on Saturday, 8-0 over the Crater JV. And then on Monday, they went to Coquille, and Crater JVs, they beat them 8-0 on Saturday. Then on Monday, they had a 2-2 tie at Coquille. And then yesterday, in a 10-on-10 matchup against the Phoenix JVs, the girls were victorious 9-4. So good things happening with the girls soccer. And we'll get to the boys soccer in a minute. But also in cross country, the boys made a strong fourth place showing in the JV division at the Brookings Harbor Invitational. And this is a case where the smaller schools often will be in the JV division, and the bigger schools will be in the varsity division. So a fourth place finish for the cross country team. And then moving to boys soccer, that was at the Brookings Harbor Invitational. If I didn't say that, I lost my place in my notes here, and we'll put on the stronger glasses. So in boys soccer, the boys soccer team continued to roll. They're really playing good soccer right now. If you don't count the play in the Jamboree, the boys soccer team is undefeated this season, and they got three more wins this week. On Saturday, when we were in Bandon covering the football game, they were beating up on Canyonville Christian Academy with a 4-1 win in Canyonville. And then they traveled on Monday to Coquille, with a 4-1 win at Coquille, which was apparently was a little bit of a chippy contest, a little bit of extracurriculars, but nothing too serious. So big win there for the Chieftains. And then on Wednesday at home, in an impressive fashion, the Chieftains shut out rival Cascade Christian 5-0. And I was at that game, and that was a good contest. This team is just the teamwork and the communication, and I've mentioned this before, but it's just been excellent, and they're playing just a high level of soccer, and they're going to have a tough matchup coming up this weekend, so it's going to be great to see how they do. I'll have all the schedule later on in the show for all the teams, but good job to all of the Chieftain teams. And so the last thing before we head to break, I just want to mention that Rogue Talk's only underwriter right now, and we'd love to have some more. So if you're interested in underwriting Rogue Talk, get a hold of me here at the station or on the Facebook page. But currently, this show is being underwritten by L&M Cleaning. Josephine Miguel runs that cleaning service, and her number is 541-621-2903. Once again, 541-621-2903. And if you need some help with a commercial or residential property with your cleaning, I can vouch for Jo. She's a hard worker and does an excellent job. And she focuses on things being not just clean but sanitized. So give Jo a call and get that free estimate. And so that's all I got for this segment. We'll take a break and be back with more Rogue Talk. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. In Grants Pass, Dental Boone's Trading Post has been going strong for 30 years. The owner, Clive Boone, is proud to keep the tradition of the Trading Post alive and well. He picked up the name Dental in grade school in the 1940s. The name has stuck with him to this day, as well as his concept of selling like-new merchandise for half the price of new. His specialty is tools and kitchenware, Revereware, waterless stainless pots and pans, and especially cast ironware, such as Griswold and Wagner, most of which are over 50 years old and still like new. Dental Boone's Trading Post has hundreds of knives and swords in fare, along with scores of antiques and collectibles. It would be cliche to say there's something for everyone, but then that's what a trading post has always been about and why it's been around for centuries. Dental Boone's Trading Post, located on the Redwood Highway, across from Wheeler Toyota and Les Schwab. Where the rooster crows, 94.3, The Bridge.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Euthanasia is practiced in America's hospitals, even where it's not legal. Jay Hendry suffered a severe brain injury in a car accident. His wife, Megan, saw Jay respond, but the patronizing doctors told her it was in her head. They asked her 17 times to end his life by withdrawing medical support, but Megan steadfastly refused. Eventually, she got Jay into a rehabilitation facility, and he began to talk. Play with the kids and move his arms and legs. With increasing regularity, I'm seeing seriously ill patients like Jay being written off and left or pushed to die. The fortunate ones have a tenacious family member or friend who defends them. Please be an advocate for your family, and the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network is there to help if you need it.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
I am supporting KRRC with my prayers and treasure for the very reason I listen to 943 The Bridge. Christian radio gives me on-demand Bible studies daily, plus inspirational and encouraging music, plus rest from the woes and evil of the temporal world. It keeps me focused on Jesus' promises given to all on the cross and by his resurrection.
Visit 943thebridge.com. Click on Donate to help us out today.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and I went a little long on that first break, so we're going to jump right into it here. Joining me in studio is the concessions coordinator for the Rogue River Chieftain Booster Club, and also the wife of one of the football coaches and the mother of the starting quarterback, Dusty Nelson. Welcome to Rogue Talk, Dusty.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
So what I wanted to get you in here to talk about was, we talked about in the Booster Club meeting, and I touched on this a little bit when Rob was in here, Rob Heilman, the Booster Club president, and also with Tom Grimes, the athletic director, about trying to boost attendance at the games. And of course, right now is football season, so we're talking about football. And one of the things we talked about was theme nights. And now I know we've kind of gotten away from the whole theme night, but we are planning some things to make the experience a little better and maybe a little more attractive to the average fan that might not come out otherwise. So I wanted you to talk about that because I know you're involved with some of that. What are we doing this week, and what are we looking at for the following weeks?
All right. Yeah, we've got some great things planned. This week we have Weimer Market has sponsored our first home game. And what they've done is they're going to come in and provide the food for the concession stand. And Rick from Weimer Market is coming to cook for us, and he's bringing like three or four of his workers, and they're going to run the concession stand for us. So basically, they're providing the food. We're getting all the sales profit to help the Booster Club, which in return helps all the sports and all the kids. So we're going to kind of have like a tailgate party before the game. And I, myself, and Danielle Longtain are making fresh homemade clam chowder.
Wow.
So, yes. And then we're going to also have a cheese quesadilla meal, too. So we've got a cheeseburger meal, chips, and a drink for $5. Cup of clam chowder and a drink for $5, and then we have a quesadilla and a drink for $5. So we've got great food to bring people in.
Yeah, well, and that's, I mean, let's face it, we all like to eat, so.
Absolutely.
And that's wonderful. So they're donating the food as well as the labor, so, I mean, and so, of course, we want to recognize them here, Weimer Market. We salute you for that, and what a great way to boost the profits for the Booster Club, which sounds a little funny, profits, but you know, the Booster Club is really the source to bridge the gap between school funding and making our programs really top notch. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Like this year we got a new tackling ring for the football team, and Booster Club paid for that 100%. And that tackling ring helped teach the kids how to get down lower and how to tackle properly so that, you know, they're not getting hurt, they're tackling better. And you know, that was all thanks to Booster Club.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the difference. The school can only put so much into the sports program, unfortunately, and that's just the reality of today. And so the Booster Club and the whole push of the club in the last couple of years to really up their game is really making it possible to do, you know, great things with our sports programs. So you had mentioned to me off air that the next week we have, and maybe all the details aren't there, but we've already got something in the works for next week's game. What is going on for next week?
Well, next week is great. Evergreen Bank has sponsored the second home game, and they have contributed a nice chunk of change. And what they are doing is they're going to come in and they're going to be throwing footballs in the stadium. So we've got Booster Club shirts that they're giving away. I think they're throwing 30 shirts into the stands. And then the rest of the money, they've said, okay, here, donate this, buy food for the concession stand. So, and they are having their employees come out and come hang out with us and visit with all the fans and having a great time.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that was the impression I got from that booster club meeting before the school year started, that we would try and make these partnerships with some of the sponsors and some of the businesses that like to support our programs. And it sounds like you guys are doing a great job of putting this together. And so we've got Weimer Market this week and Evergreen for next week's game. And so what else are we working on for homecoming and some of the other games coming up?
Well, for our Bonanza game, I don't have a sponsorship yet. I'm still looking for that. But even if we don't have a sponsorship, I will make sure there is great, amazing food. And each game, we are going to be giving away some just surprise gifts for the audiences, raffles when you come in. You can buy tickets for those, but you also get some raffle tickets for just coming in the gate. Now, homecoming, no matter what, we are having tri-tip.
Oh, good. I'll be there.
That's right. So that's going to be my old famous recipe from back when I did the old Double D barbecue days. So people are going to remember that.
Yeah, good stuff.
And we'll have homemade potato salad that night.
Even better. Well, that's great. So we've got a lot of great things planned, and we're, you know, I think all this stuff is coming together. The theme night kind of went away a little bit, but the idea of doing that theme night is alive and strong, and we're really got some great things going. So is there anything else that you're working on you need us to know, or are we going to keep the rest of this a secret until it?
Well, you know, I don't want to overspeak, you know, and promise things that I haven't got completely, but one thing I do know for sure, my salon, Pure Vida Day Spa and Salon, is donating $500 worth of gift certificates to the Booster Club, and we'll be raffling those off, giving those away. So that's just a little sneak peek at some of the things that we'll be throwing out on game times.
Wow, so that's great. And we definitely want to thank you. Of course, Pura Vida is one of our football underwriters, and so that allows us to get those games on the air. And of course, you know, you've got a little incentive for doing that with your son on the team, and you know, that definitely helps. And but I mean, $500, that's a lot of work for you and the other ladies there. So that's a huge donation, and we appreciate that too.
Yeah, of course.
So, well, I think we covered all of the things coming up. So you're going to want to get out to these football games. This team is on the rise. We've struggled a little these first two away games, but I have all the faith in the world that Coach Riggle will get those things ironed out. And, you know, we've struggled a little on offense, sustaining drives, but all in all, the team looks really, really good, and I think things are going to really start to improve going into these home games. You know, we've got, what, three in a row?
Four in a row.
So I think that's going to be great, and of course, your son's a big part of that. And
oh, yeah.
So we look forward to watching. So thank you for joining me on Rogue Talk today, Dusty.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff.
So that was Dusty Nelson, and she's our concessions coordinator with the Booster Club this year, and she's doing a great job, and so I want to thank her again for coming in. And like I said, today is kind of what I call a potpourri show. I'm jumping around a little bit, and so let's jump back to the Rogue River High School open house. I was there last night representing 94.3 The Bridge and just letting people know that we're covering the sports here on 94.3 The Bridge, and gave out a few T-shirts and some bracelets and stickers. And I was challenging a few people that if they wanted a T-shirt, they had to do a quick interview with me. So I wanted to bring you those interviews. This first interview is a junior student, Calvin Bertick. And if you don't know Calvin, Calvin's a colorful character. And I first came in contact with Calvin when he was playing basketball. I think it was his sophomore year. And he's got his own unique method of participating in basketball, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. He's a hard worker and contributed a lot to that team he was on, but he just goes at it with a extra vigor and a bit of excitement. He's really fun to watch. So I saw Calvin there yesterday, and I got a little interview with him here, and I'm going to play that for you right now. Okay, I'm on location at the Rogue River High School open house, and I got some students here who want to talk to me, so let's see who I got first. What's your name?
My name is Calvin Burdick.
Hey, Calvin. So do you play any sports here at the high school?
Yeah, I do. Basketball and track.
Basketball and track. So you probably know my son Cameron then, right?
Yeah, he's a handsome-looking little fella.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, we'll see. So what position do you play on the basketball team?
I kind of do center, I think. I do quite a few. I've broken my bone quite a few times, so I haven't played a full season, but...
Okay, so we're looking forward to having you for a full season maybe this year. So what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, okay. And then so what do you do on the track team?
I do long jump.
Long jump. Are you pretty good at that?
Yeah, my highest so far is 18 feet.
Wow, that's pretty good. I don't think I could do that on three jumps, so on triple jump, whatever they call that. So are you a pretty good student?
I try to be, yeah.
Well, that's good. So you have a favorite teacher here at the high school?
I got a few.
Okay, who are they?
Probably Mr. Wine, Miss, I forgot her name right now.
Okay, you said you had three. Who's the third one? How about Moses? You like Moses? Is he a good teacher?
Yeah, he's one of the favorites.
Okay, cool. So I'm talking to Calvin Burdick. So are you going to be at the football game tomorrow? How about that?
Probably not. I'm just going to be at home recording my newest single.
Oh, okay. So you do music?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you know, the football game will be on our station, 94.3 The Bridge. So go ahead while you're doing your raps, throw one headphone in, and you can listen to the game tomorrow, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me today on 94.3 The Bridge.
My pleasure, dude.
So that was Calvin Burdick. And like I said, he's a colorful guy. He's a rapper. He's a basketball player. So you definitely want to check out what Calvin's up to. And so after my interview with Calvin, I saw someone I know pretty well. She's a member of my family, a cousin of mine. And she also happens to be the reigning runner-up for the Miss Rogue River pageant. And that's Gina Granacki. And she had some interesting news to share with me about another pageant that she's going to participate in. So let's listen to that interview from last night at the Rogue River High School open house. Okay, I'm here at Rogue River High School open house, and I've got Gina Granacki, who was the runner-up at the most recent Miss Rogue River pageant. And Gina, I understand you're going to be another pageant coming up this weekend.
Yes, I'll be doing the Miss Southern Oregon pageant with the Redwood Lions Club. It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center in Grants Pass at 7 p.m. I should be there.
I don't know if I'll make it, but I will be rooting for you, as I was with Miss Rogue River unofficially, of course, as the MC. I don't have any influence, so I can root in my head, and since we're family, and
yeah,
well,
you have to be there.
So what kind of things did you have to do to prepare for this pageant?
Dancing in heels. That's that was my biggest thing, really. Working on my interview questions, not saying as many times as I do.
I have the same problem on the radio.
See, I just did it. And pretty much answering questions, being the best that I could, even though there's only three girls doing this pageant. Next year it'll be a lot bigger. I think biggest thing is pretty much answering questions and be able to talk to people.
Sure. So this pageant is this Saturday?
It'll be next Saturday. Well, yeah.
This coming Saturday or a week from Saturday?
A week from Saturday, the 24th.
Okay, on the 24th. And where will it be at?
The Performing Arts Center in Grants Pass High School.
Okay, so Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center on Saturday the 24th. So if you can make it out, Gina is amazing. I can tell you that. I have personal knowledge of that. So get out there and support our local girl at the Miss Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Miss Southern Oregon Leadership Pageant.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining me on Rogue Talk.
All right, thank you.
So that was Gina Granacki, and so we want to get out and support her. It's, I believe I said it was a week from Saturday, so that's a good thing for Miss Gina, and I do believe she will be participating in Miss Rogue River again this year, and probably trying to go from first runner-up to Miss Rogue River. So that's all I got for you from the open house, so I think we'll take our next break just a little bit early and see if I can get squared away here for the final break. So you're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Amazing Alan, supermarket scene.
Guys?
Yes, Alan.
You want me to cut in front of these 15 people who are waiting in this very slow line?
That's right, Alan, and cut in front of the big guy with all the tattoos.
Why am I doing this?
To illustrate that people have a basic understanding of what is right and wrong, like knowing it is rude to cut in front of people.
But everybody knows that.
Right, and since there is a basic moral law, there must be a moral lawgiver.
Which means there's a God.
Right, a moral God. Okay, and action!
Okay, everybody, a new rule here. According to my standards, it's okay to get in line anywhere I want.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, buddy, back of the line!
So, I'm going to get in the front of the line here.
Hey, I was here first.
Wait, put me down, put me
now,
down!
What you did there was wrong!
Ah!
That's a take.
There's got to be a better way to make these points, guys.
A message from Faith Lutheran Church in Rogue River. Visit us on the web at faithrogueriver.org.
Broadcasting on 100,000 milliwatts.
Don't try this at home.
94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Talk, and I'm still trying to track down a couple other people here, so we're working on that. And I don't have my call screener here today, so I'm having to do double duty here. So bear with me here. I'm sending out a message right now. We'll see if we can get somebody on the phone here, but I do want to invite you to get out to the football game tonight. Once again, the Rogue River Chieftains will be taking on Oakland High School at 7 p.m. We'll be on the air at 6:50 here on 94.3 The Bridge. You can also tune in through the website. I'm sorry, a little distracted here. At 943thebridge.com and click on the listen live button, and that'll allow you to listen to the game. And I've got someone on the phone with me now, so let me get to that line and see who's there. Welcome to Rogue Talk. Who's this?
Cameron.
Hey, Cameron. It's the Rogue Talk mascot. Good to talk to you, Cameron.
And talk to you.
So I got a little game here I wanted to play with you. We're I'm still hoping to get Mr. Grimes on there from the school. I'm not sure I know how to answer a second call, but we got a little game here. Let's pick some football games. What do you think about that?
Okay.
So the first game I got for you here, the 1-1 USC Trojans are taking on the 1-0 number 7 ranked Stanford Cardinal. Stanford is an 8.5 point favorite in that game. Who do you think's going to win that one? USC at Stanford.
Well, from what I've seen against USC versus Alabama and the way Stanford plays with Christian McCaffrey, I think Stanford wins that one.
Okay, so we're going with Stanford. You think they're going to cover the 8.5 points even?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the next one we'll go to, number 12 Michigan State is traveling to number 18 Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is actually favored by a touchdown in that one. Who do you think is going to win, Michigan State or Notre Dame?
I'm going to go with Michigan State. Their team wasn't looking too good after they lost their quarterback, but I think they're going to be a decent team, competitive, but I don't think they'll make the playoff, but I got them in that one.
Okay, so moving on then. Number 3, Ohio State is traveling to number 14, Oklahoma. And Ohio State is favored in that game, but only by 1 point. Who do you got in that one? The Buckeyes taking on the Sooners.
I got to go Buckeyes. You know, the performance against Houston with Oklahoma, I wasn't that impressed by Oklahoma when they were ranked number 3, so I got to go with the Buckeyes on this one.
Okay, picking Ohio State. So now let's go to your favorite team, the Oregon Ducks. I believe they're ranked 22nd at this point, and they're traveling to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers. Nebraska favored by 3 in that one. I don't think I have to ask you, but who are you picking in that one?
I got to go with my Ducks.
Yeah, I figured that.
I think the one problem they will have is both lines. The offensive line needs to give the quarterback time. We have the receivers to make plays. You just got to give them more time. And the D-line, they got to get in and get that quarterback. But it comes down to it, I think the Ducks can win it.
Yeah, sounds a little bit like our Chieftains, having a little trouble on the lines, and they need to tighten that up.
Yeah.
So we're picking the Ducks in that one. Now the final college game we'll pick, number 2, Florida State going to number 10, Louisville. And Florida State, only a 1-point favorite in that one. Little surprising, but who do you think is going to win that one?
I got to go with Louisville.
Going to pick the Cardinals. A little upset. I think even though the Florida State's favored by only 1, I would still think most people would think that's an upset. But I'm with you. I'm picking Louisville too.
I see Florida State didn't show that great in one of their games. I can't remember, but Louisville's quarterback has been just on fire. You know, the last couple of games he's had 5 touchdowns a game. This guy's a Heisman hopeful.
Yeah. So
I think it'll be an interesting game and close game, but I think Louisville tops them at the end.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm rooting for, and that's who I'm picking, too. So let's move over to the NFL. Let's jump to one of your favorite teams. The New York Giants will be hosting the Saints. Now, the Saints are coming off a loss to the lowly Raiders, my team, and so who are you picking in that one, Giants or Saints?
I'm going Giants. I like their performance against the Cowboys, and because the Cowboys are a good team. You know, they didn't have Tony Romo, but they still have great receivers. Their line's great. Their defense is good, and they managed to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And the Saints lost to the Raiders, so you can't really – I don't think they won't have a bounce back game. I think they're going to lose again. And the Giants are going to win that.
Okay, well, I got the athletic director, Mr. Grimes, calling in, so I'm going to have to let you go. But I want to thank you, Cameron, my son, and the mascot for the Rogue Talk show. And we will see you tonight at the football game.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're hoping to get Mr. Grimes on the phone here. And so give us just a second to get that hooked up. We're going to talk about a little more about Chieftain Sports, but we had some requests to get the mascot back on the show, so I wanted to get him on there. And, of course, he loves football. So we definitely wanted to get him with his football picks. And we'll try and get him to be a sideline reporter tonight. He's sometimes reluctant to do that, but we'll give that a shot. So now joining me on the phone should be Mr. Tom Grimes, athletic director from Rogue River High School. Welcome to Rogue Talk.
Good to be here.
So I got to see you last night at the open house, Tom, and we got to talking a little bit. And what are your thoughts on tonight's game?
You know, I think our guys are ready to go. You know, first home game is going to be big for them. You know, I think they're ready to get out here on their home field and play a little football.
Yeah, I'm looking for a lot better game than what we've seen. They've been, neither game that they've lost, the score looks pretty lopsided, but the play really didn't look that lopsided. They're just struggling to get a consistent offense going, and I expect them to turn that around tonight. I don't know if you know anything about Oakland. I haven't had a chance to really dig into that at all. Do you know much about how they play?
Well, you know, I, being fairly new to the area, it's a little bit tough for me to gauge some of these teams. I've never seen them. I know Oakland's coming in 2-0. They played Sutherland. And that was an 18-6 game, and they played Central Lynn, and that was a 20-13. So tough games, close scores, you know. So they've won on the road and they've won at home.
Yeah, and that actually could be some good news for the Chieftains. Low-scoring games means if it's a defensive battle, you know, yes, the offense is going to have to find a way to score, but the Chieftain defense has actually been a little better than the scores would show. So we're looking for a good game tonight. Now, I did see you out at the soccer game on Wednesday. What are your feelings about Rogue River's boys soccer?
Well, our boys soccer team has played phenomenal over the last few weeks, and I'll tell you, I've been impressed with the gameplay, especially out of some of our veteran kids. Gavin Decker is a field general. I mean, the guy takes care of everybody out there on the field. He's really, it's like having a, he's more than just a team captain. It's like having a coach on the field, and the boys really seem to respond to him. Aaron Hansen has been tremendous at goal. We played Cascade Christian the other night, and he held them scoreless. And you know, they're a really well-led, well-coached team. We've got 5 seniors on the team. So we're really fairly balanced in terms of, you know, our experienced players, but we've also got some youth players that are going to be moving up and taking some of those leadership roles this next season. I think this is a deep playoff contender right now.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the way they're playing right now, if they can continue to play with the kind of, like you mentioned, the kind of teamwork and the kind of communication between the guys, you know, yeah, I absolutely agree. They could definitely go deep into the playoffs with the style of play that they're exhibiting right now. Let's move over to the girls' side. Girls' soccer, kind of a slow start because they didn't really have a game until last Saturday. They've played pretty well, but they've struggled with numbers. What has been your assessment of the girls' soccer?
You know, I've watched him early on. I watched him play against Crater's JV team here at home. And, you know, Andy Moorhead was spectacular. I think she scored 5 goals out of the 8. We've got a great forward line. Our midfield defense has done well. You know, in 3 games, they've given up 6 goals, but they've scored 19. So, you know, I don't think scoring is our issue. Numbers is an issue, and that's just the way it is. And when you're on the small end of the 3A field,
yeah,
we're always dealing with numbers. And this isn't anything about any particular sport, but you know, when you take your girls and you're splitting them between volleyball and soccer, you know, your athletes are your athletes, and we only have so many of them, and they go where their heart is, they go where they have fun and what their passion is, and I think we're going to continue to build on both our boys and girls soccer programs as our youth programs continue to build.
Yeah, I agree. We had good success in the basketball program when we had, you know, AAU teams going and we had camps going. And yeah, I agree with you. As the youth program gets better and better, and of course with this new Rogue River Soccer Club, that should really help with that on both the boys and the girls teams. I don't imagine you made the trip to Brookings, but our cross country team had a pretty good showing for this is the first season in a couple of years that they have enough guys to actually compete as a team and not just as individuals, and competing in the JV division of the Brookings Harbor Invitational. I believe they had a 4th place finish. Have you gotten any feedback about how that team's doing?
Well, you know, I've talked with Coach Kelleher quite a bit, and early on in my career, I was a head cross-country coach for 3 years, and I've been a track and field coach for 15. And so I runners is really something that I try to pay attention to. They've done real well. You know, they too started the season off a little slow. It's cross-country is so difficult just simply from the fact that it is a year-round ordeal. You know, you've got to be committed to running. You've got to stay with it, and the training is really tough. But she's doing a real good job with them. And when you head to some of these bigger meets, you know, putting our guys that may be a little less experienced and running them in the JV, it's going to help their development. They're going to feel a little bit of confidence, and that's going to continue to grow. You know, some of those big varsity meets, you're going to run against some high-powered competitors, and really to give them a good experience, make them feel good about what they're doing, you know, running some of those JV meets and gradually working them in. You got to crawl before you can walk. And we're on the right track to building programs across the board. We got some great coaches doing some really great things right now.
Yeah, that's great. And then I don't want to leave out the volleyball. Now, they went to Cascade Christian and pretty much got drubbed last night. But Cascade Christian is the cream of the crop in their league. And they're really a league above everybody else in that league. So you can't really judge, you know, their play by last night's contest. But they've had some up and down, you know, games this season. Have you had a chance to see them play? And what are your thoughts on how they're playing?
Well, you know, they've played a lot of games on the road so far. I watched them play against Chiloquin, and you know, their new coach with Joe Colco, and he's trying some different things, and in his approach to the game is a little different than I think some of our veteran players are used to. But I really see them responding. Our JV program has been solid, you know, but they've played a tough schedule. They picked up some wins at the Triad tournament. we picked up wins against Chiloquin, but Gold Beach is a solid program. Bannon is a solid program, and so is Cascade Christian. And, you know, anytime you start looking at developing a team, and when I look at the roster,
we're going to run out of time here, Tom, but we'll pick that up the next time I get you on. So thanks for joining me on Rogue Talk.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3
So everyone,
the
be good to one another.
Rogue Talk with
Rogue
Jeff
Talk
Smith, Fridays
over.
At 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.